542 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you've ever wanted to be a severe weather spotter, there's a chance for you to learn how to do it, which is always a big help to the National Weather Service. That will be coming up next week. And Galesburg Fire Chief / Knox County Emergency Management Coordinator Tom Simpkins joins us here to talk about that. Thanks for coming in, sir. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks, Will. And I wonder how many people have a / in their job title.
Hey, you know, I used to, but yeah. That was at another job, but that's another discussion. But you were just telling me off the air, heck, we've got nice, looks like we've got reasonably decent weather here coming up. So why do we need to talk about severe weather?
Right. And, you know, it's March and you never know.
Ninth coming of winter already. So.
Right. And I know the people that really like warm weather. I'm not talking that, but I think there's going to be a lot of sunshine over the next 7 days and probably temps starting in the mid-30s. And by the end of this time next week, it ought to be in the 50s.
Gosh,
so we're headed in the right direction.
This weather's been crazy, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's Illinois. It's March. Yeah.
It seems exceptionally crazy, though, even for Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess my first question is, I know that you have a severe weather spotter training class next week. Why in the world would I ever want to leave the safety and comfort of the basement or lowest interior floor of my home, Chief?
Probably you got a chromosome that's a little off or something, Will. But next week on Tuesday, the 13th at 6:30, come on out to Lake Story. It's a free class. It's open to the public. There's no registration. We'll have you kind of sign up when you get there. But Daryl Otten will be there. He's a lead forecaster down at Lincoln.
Yeah.
One of. I'm not so sure that's not like a vice president, or they all have that title.
Yeah.
But, he'll be there, and it'll be about two and a half hour class. A lot of good video, a lot of good photography and explanation of, what is it you're looking at over there in the sky in the west. So it's always a fun. We do that about every year, and next Tuesday's the day.
I was kind of kidding with that question of why I would want to leave the basement. But in reality, if you're out spotting weather in a severe situation, you really kind of – safety is almost your number one priority, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a big part of the class is they always have a big section on safety, how to be safe, when not to be out. We always recommend that spotters are not after dark for obvious reasons. But number of things the class covers, thunderstorm development, types of thunderstorms, types of tornadoes. And we get into landspouts and gustnadoes. Many times as I heard this class, I'm not really sure what I'm looking at with a gustnado. But, and then resources for spotters, where to position if you're a spotter. And again, as you mentioned, spotter safety.
Now, we were kind of talking off the air, and perhaps admittedly so, that you get some regulars to these classes.
We do.
But you really need maybe, I guess, kind of all hands on deck for this sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's a certain type of person that enjoys doing this, and we have some really good ones out there. I know, Colby Martin's really big into it.
Yeah,
He's got a lot of good equipment, and I should probably get him my reports from Colby, because I'm sure he's probably far ahead of me on the curve.
Well, and he's also helping out Channel 4 in the Quad Cities with severe weather coverage, and they really need that kind of those kind of eyes and ears on the ground when these storms come.
Yeah, and as much as we joke about the type of person, it does take somebody dedicated and understanding what they're doing. When we get calls into the public safety building, which is usually where I'm at, we'll get calls about, I'm seeing rotation, I'm seeing this and this, and a lot of that we take with a grain of salt, depending on who's calling in. If somebody that's had the class or we know, we're not going to just ignore somebody calling in. But
yeah, I mean,
it is important.
You see clouds moving in the sky doesn't necessarily indicate rotation, right?
Right, right. And I'm not so sure it takes several of these classes to probably get good at it. But we usually get a lot of new people out. Some of our dispatchers come out. We get some firemen out there. But there's always, I'm sure Larry will be out there, Larry Anglin. We'll be looking forward to seeing him and see what new stories Larry's got. But, it's a good group.
I'm sure he'll help you out with the good stories. He seems to know the good stuff when the weather comes up here.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
Sure has, for sure. There's always, you always have new people that come out to this, and that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, we do. And, if you miss our class, there's an opportunity in April 5th, they're having the same class over at the Roseville Fire Station.
Okay.
Casey Rexroads, the fire chief in Monmouth, is there as the coordinator, and Warren County's putting that class on.
Okay. Give me some more of an idea of some of the things. What are some of the questions that come up when you have these classes? I mean, is it the things about you know, trying to define rotation in a storm or in a set of clouds or whatever, or are there things that might surprise people? I guess if they think they might know something about a storm but haven't ever been a storm spotter.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit technical. I mean, some things, and he'll, and I'm sure Daryl will be showing a lot of the same slides, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's difficult for me to look at the thing and say, okay, you need to look to the leading edge and the left, and that's a rain-wrapped tornado, or it's this or it's that, and it's like, geez, I know it looks a lot like the old slide. But there's a lot of good things, and people will say, well, what if? Or I was down in such and such and saw this. What was that? It's just a pretty good class with some really good photography to really point out what to look at.
One of the things I think about when we have watches or warnings around the area is that it seems to me that the weather services maybe, and perhaps it's thanks to technology, I don't know, that they're more careful when they issue some of these warnings than they used to be. And I know that, at least for us in the media and for you emergency management coordinators, they really try to forgive the term, keep you ahead of the storm, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's very, even with all the technology, I know I'll be sitting either in my office or in the dispatch center trying to watch, you know, where that, because we usually don't get the definitive information, like we'll get like a warning for Knox County.
Yeah.
Well, that could be hitting Williamsfield. And mm-hmm. just because we get the warning for Knox County doesn't mean necessarily we're setting the sirens off for Galesburg. So we're trying to kind of, I don't want to say guess, but use our best information based on what maybe Casey's seeing over in Monmouth, which is a good resource for us. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we just had a funnel cloud come through Monmouth going east. Well, that's a pretty good information.
Yeah.
But it just takes a lot of different things that we're seeing and spotter reports calling in. But it's a bit of a guess, to be honest. And we want to time the siren right because we have no all clear. So if we do it too soon, people will, you know, after 10 minutes, they'll go out back and to what they were doing and kind of forget us. But
you know, that's the other thing too. I think people hear the sirens and still we all have the urge to want to go outside and see what's happening. But that's really the worst idea in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, I still see my crazy father standing in the doorway of our house in 1974 on June 14th when the big tornado hit Abington.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. And, you know, kind of giving us the play-by-play of what buildings were up in the air.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
With a crazy look on his face and wondering where my mother was, who, even though she said she would never get into the dugout that he dug into the, you know,
that's
downstairs,
right where she went.
That's where she was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you get a lot of criticism one way or the other with storms that, why did you sound the sirens or why did you not? And people questioning, for lack of a better term, your wisdom one way or the other on that?
Well, I get questions on my wisdom all the time. But yeah,
I wouldn't say
we get a lot of them. You know, we get maybe one or two. People that are just wondering, and of course, I don't get into Facebook. I'm sure there's several on there. But,
yeah.
You know, we do get on both sides of it. Why did you? Why didn't you? We had an incident here, I guess it's maybe even a month ago, where one of the storm sirens down at King School got stuck
mm-hmm.
and was on for like 40 minutes.
Oops.
And we heard a few things on that one, but there wasn't much we could do till we got somebody out there to relieve the situation.
You can't ever really... You test the sirens, you make sure they're working, but you never really know how they're going to do until you sound them, right?
And that's true. And our sirens are getting older. The software's getting older. Kevin Osborne's done a great job at Galesburg Communications making sure they're up and going whenever we need them to and getting parts. But the parts are getting fewer. And, you know, they sit up on a pole where they're subject to lightning. As a matter of fact, yesterday when we did the test, it didn't go the first time. So that's why
yes.
the test was like 10:08 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We have a really good crew in dispatch, and Jamie was in there just, you know, making sure that she finally hit the long one and then shut it off after a minute. So
well,
we have some backup plans.
If it's any consolation, of course, there were us. We didn't participate for obvious reasons, but there were some test tornado warnings sent out yesterday. We did not relay them, but as it turns out, one of those, they sent out the test tornado warning and forgot to indicate it was a test.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah, we did not send that out because
right.
with the monthly test of the emergency alert system, we thought it might confuse or worry people unnecessarily. So
You know, and if people are paying attention on Tuesdays around 10 o'clock, first Tuesday every month, and notice that their siren, they aren't hearing it, or please call in.
And
I try to go out on those Tuesdays a lot of times and position people I know at, like I had my secretary, Jenny, standing under the siren at Cook School yesterday
because
we had
Jenny.
Some calls, and for sure it did not go off. So we're looking at what the problem is there at Cook School.
All right. So, yeah, it's probably, yeah, as you said, it's hard, but to keep up with that, but you're doing the best you can for sure. All right, let's recap before we run out of time the class next week.
Sure. Next Tuesday night, 6:30, and we'll probably open about 6. Hy-Vee will be there with some refreshments.
Ah, good.
Nothing maybe that you would want, Will, but, you know, some coffee and
well, as you know, I have
cookies.
To stay in the studio in the event of an actual emergency,
right.
So I probably won't be there.
But the class starts, it's at the Lake Story Pavilion out on the north side of Lake Story, 1572 Macon Drive. Free class, no registration, plenty of room, about two and a half hours. Take a couple breaks probably. Come and learn about weather spotting, March 13th.
Free, and if anybody has any questions, they can call your office, right?
That's correct.
Not free. That we want people unnecessarily bothering you.
No,
but, you know.
That's for sure.
And your number again is?
345-3756.
All right. Chief Tom Simpkins, Galesburg Fire Chief, and Knox County Emergency Management Coordinator. See, I gave you an and instead of a slash
that
time.
Will.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.